听力课堂，听 class.com。
Our next selection is titled Now You See It, Now You Don't. These words all deal with perception. Now You See It includes words that describe what is obvious or easily perceptible. Now You Don't is a group of words that all deal with what is unclear or tricky.
I'd like to start with the more mysterious words, the Now You Don't words. I bet you can't guess why.
Oh, I see. You're giving me an ideal introduction for the first word. You're being cryptic when you ask me a mysterious question like that. Cryptic means mystifying or mysterious.
A cryptic statement is one in which something important remains hidden. When the three witches appeared to Macbeth, they made cryptic comments concerning his future. He had to puzzle over the meanings of these comments.
Cryptic is often associated with things that are supernatural or at least puzzling.When I had my palm read, I understood everything I was told until the palm reader began making cryptic remarks about walls tumbling and curved arrows.
When someone is being cryptic, they are going to cause the listener to be bemused, which means confused or bewildered.
Bemused is a terrific word. It makes you think of amused, but really it's the opposite. To muse is to think. The prefix a means not.So someone who's amused is too busy giggling to think.
And the prefix be means having to do with. So bemused is having to do with thinking or preoccupied in thought. Just like belated means having to do with being late. Ralph was bemused when all the lights and appliances in his house began switching on and off for no apparent reason.
I stood bemused in the middle of the parking lot at Disneyland. I was trying, desperately trying, to remember where I had parked my car.
I would conjecture that a security guard had to help you find it.
Actually, you're wrong. But because you only conjectured, meaning you made a guess based on little evidence, your mistake is not surprising. I found the car myself, but after 2 hours of searching.
Children often ask their parents to conjecture. I was always asking what if questions to my mother. I wasn't satisfied until I got an answer, so she'd always conjecture even though she didn't really know.
Like,How many people have you met in your whole entire life?
Exactly. If I had to conjecture, I would say I've met about 1,000 people in my life.
Wow. How do you have time for anything else? You know, conjecture can also be a noun. The defense lawyer argued that the accused man's reputation for being promiscuous was mere conjecture on the part of the prosecutor. No one had any proof that he was promiscuous.
The next word, ambiguous, means unclear in meaning or capable of being interpreted in different ways.
That sounds like cryptic.
Ambiguous is a little more general, and it means uncertain, not mystifying.
So one might say, we listened to the weather report, but the forecast was ambiguous. We couldn't tell if the day was going to be rainy or sunny.
Right. Or also, the poem Julie read in English class was ambiguous. The students couldn't tell if it was about someone being born or someone dying. Another thing to note is that feelings can be ambiguous.I might have ambiguous feelings about a guy I'm not sure I like. It's certainly not clear to him how I feel.
Another word that is similar in meaning is dubious. It means full of doubt, uncertain. When a person is dubious, he or she is skeptical. It's as if they're saying, I doubt it.
So if I said I could stick my fist through a keyhole, you would be dubious.
Yes, and I wouldn't want you to try. Here's another example.Anne was dubious about Christopher's ability to learn flamenco dancing. Her dubiety was justified. He couldn't even learn to waltz.
Dubious and doubtful don't mean exactly the same thing. A dubious person is a person who has doubts. A doubtful outcome is an outcome that isn't certain to occur.
Sam's chances of getting the job were doubtful because the employer was dubious of his claim that he had been president of the United States while in high school.
The next word is abstruse, which means hard to understand. Nuclear physics is a subject that is too abstruse for most people.
The professor's article on mathematical philosophy was very abstruse. Michael couldn't even pronounce the words in it. The way I remember the meaning of abstruse is by linking it to the word abstract. Abstract means theoretical, not concrete. Abstract art uses designs and forms that have little relationship to observable reality.
In an abstract painting, a face may very well look like four lines and a question mark.
To like something in the abstract is to like the idea of it. I've always liked mountain climbing in the abstract, but when I actually tried it, I got vertigo.
That's too bad. Jane's history paper was abstract. It didn't even deal with a particular event. It dealt with the concept of history as conflict.
Good. So things that are abstract are sometimes hard to understand because they deal with ideas, which brings us back to why I link abstruse and abstract. Abstract concepts are often abstruse. They are theoretical and thus tricky to comprehend.
Well, your mnemonic device helped us to learn another word. Our last word, recondite, is another word that means hard to understand. It is often used to describe academic language.
For example, the philosopher's thesis was so recondite that even his protege had difficulty getting past the first two sentences.
Or, every now and then, the professor would lift her head from her desk and deliver some recondite pronouncement that left us scratching our heads, stumped.
Abstruse and recondite are practically synonyms, but there are very subtle differences. Recondite tends to refer to difficult or scholarly language. Abstruse is a bit more general and frequently refers to tough concepts.
But any way you slice it, they mean hard to understand. Well, now you've heard all the now you don't words, words that have to do with things that aren't clear. You'll hear all of them used in context right after we quickly review their meanings.
Cryptic.
Mystifying or mysterious.
Bemused.
Confused or bewildered.
Conjecture.
A guess made with little evidence.
Ambiguous.
Unclear or capable of being interpreted in different ways.
Dubious.
Full of doubt.
Abstruse.
Difficult to understand.
Abstract.
Theoretical, not concrete.
Recondite.
Hard to understand.
Good. Let's move on to the speech.
I work the night beat in what appears to be a peaceful suburb. Unfortunately, we've had some strange things happening this year. I made a routine call last week. Some lady says there's screaming in the parking lot near her apartment. I get there and I'm mystified. Written in blood is this cryptic message. It says, "Cops read blood." Without much to go on, I make a kind of an educated guess, a conjecture really, that this is written by some kooky kid, probably with chicken blood. But then I consider the matter a little more, and doubt starts to creep in. I get really dubious about my initial guess. Why would a kid do it? And what were the screams? At this point, I'm totally bewildered, thoroughly bemused. There's no crime yet, so I figure I'll wait and see what comes out in the wash. I was too shaken up to think about this event in concrete terms, so I stuck to the abstract. Then I get a call. This guy starts explaining to me about weird devil-worshipping stuff. He's trying to explain about all these ancient Latin incantations, and it all went right over my head. I found it all too abstruse. I was completely confused. Then I get a letter. It says, "I want to be absolutely clear, so let me wipe out any ambiguity." That's all it said. So now I'm really worried, so I get myself an article on devil worshipping. But it's written by some professor, and it's so recondite that I can't get through it. I'm going to have to call in some devil experts to help me figure this out.
We've covered the words that have to do with things that aren't clear, the now you don't words.
Now it's time to take a gander at the now you see it words. These words all relate to that which is obvious or clear. Let's jump right in. Blatant means unpleasantly loud, obvious, or glaring.
David was blatantly critical of our efforts. That is, he was obnoxiously obvious in making his criticisms.
The loudmouthed student showed blatant disrespect for authority.
You could also say that the woman with 10 food processors hidden under her coat told a blatant lie when she said she didn't have any stolen merchandise from the kitchen store.
Right. Now, blatant usually indicates something loud, but your example doesn't imply that the woman screamed her lie. Instead, it means that her lie was very obvious.
Another word, flagrant, is often confused with blatant. Flagrant means glaringly bad, notorious, or scandalous. So a flagrant theft is stealing a car from the lot behind the police station.
And a flagrant spelling error is one that jumps right off the page because it's so noticeable.
So flagrant usually has to do with something you see, whereas blatant usually refers to speech. So to return to the lady with the food processors, she told a blatant lie which was easily perceived because she flagrantly shoplifted so much merchandise.
Your understanding of the distinction between the two words is perfectly manifest. Manifest means visible or evident.
Darrell's anger at the hospital staff was manifest. You could see it in his expression and hear it in his voice.
There is manifest danger in riding a unicycle along the edge of a cliff.
Manifest can also be a verb, meaning to make visible. Chip was sick for a long time, but only yesterday did he manifest symptoms.
And a manifestation is a visible showing. The first manifestation of winter was the frost on my window this morning.
Salient is the next word, and it means sticking or jutting out, conspicuous or striking.
Cyrano de Bergerac's salient feature was his nose. It jutted out far beyond his chin.
A salient characteristic, like someone's tremendous confidence, leaps right out at you. Discern means to have insight, to see things clearly or to differentiate. To discern something is to see it clearly, so a writer who demonstrates discernment is a keen observer.
I took a wine class so that I would discern the difference in the wide variety of red wines.
It's important for political leaders to discern the important issues facing the country and bring them into focus.
That's a lucid comment. Lucid means clear and easy to understand.
I'm afraid political leaders often avoid being lucid. They think they can avoid dealing with issues or responding by hedging and being vague. A good teacher should be lucid. For example, Professor Hopper gave such a lucid explanation of Einstein's theories that Jill suddenly understood. The next word, candor, means truthfulness or sincere honesty. Teddy appreciated Jimbo's candor. He was glad to know Jimbo thought his sideburns were funny-looking.
The employee demonstrated candor when he told his boss that the working conditions in the meat packaging plant were unsanitary.
When you show candor, you're being candid or honest. To be candid is to speak frankly.
Some people think candid means hidden because of the old TV show, Candid Camera. What it really means is that it's an honest camera. Usually, films are created and manipulated, so they're not giving an honest view of the world.
A hidden camera allows people to behave naturally in an honest or candid manner. But is it art?
A good question. I'll use our next word in my response. Philosophers have spent centuries attempting to delineate or accurately describe what art is. If you purposefully stick your feet in paint and walk on a canvas, it's art. What about if you do it by accident?
Politicians have tried delineating what they consider to be art in order to distribute funding. They realize it's a very dangerous and difficult task.
When you delineate something, you describe it accurately or draw it in outline. Art is a small word with a big meaning. It's tough to define it.
An artist can delineate a model's body and features and then go back and fill in shading. That's using delineate in the literal sense.
Or one could say, Sharon's peculiar feelings about her pet gorilla were delineated in the newspaper article. The feelings were described accurately.
Our last word, ostentatious, means excessively conspicuous or show-offy. For example, a designer is using expensive materials in an ostentatious manner if every piece of furniture is upholstered in silk or velvet and every piece of hardware is made of silver or gold.
The donor was ostentatious in making his gift to the hospital. He held a press conference to announce the sum. He then handed a 12-foot replica of the check to the hospital chief of staff while photographers snapped pictures.
You behaved ostentatiously when you wore your diamond necklace to work.
Let's quickly review the words.
Blatant.
Unpleasantly loud or obvious.
Flagrant.
Glaringly bad. Scandalous.
Manifest.
Visible or evident.
Salient.
Jutting out or conspicuous.
Discern.
To have insight, to see things clearly, to differentiate.
Lucid.
Clear, easy to understand.
Candor.
Honesty, truthfulness.
Delineate.
Accurately describe or draw an outline.
Ostentatious.
Excessively conspicuous or showing off. Those are all our now you see it words.
Here follows a speech in which all these words are used in their appropriate context.
Every week we have different guests on the show. We want people who are brutally honest, who will speak with full candor. I begin the show by outlining the issues, delineating the problem for the audience. I'm interested in educating our viewers, but in this business, entertainment is all that counts. We're accused of focusing on shocking topics like prostitution and mass murder. Many of our guests have been caught in the act, committing some kind of flagrant perversion in broad daylight. The stickier the topic, the higher the rating. The show is livelier if one of our studio audience members is a loudmouth. Sometimes a guy in the audience will make a comment to one of the guests, and there's no mistaking, he's blatantly trying to pick a fight. Now, if the guest is able to cry, that helps also. If they can show a little emotion or manifest some sign of their internal distress, people will watch. My job is to make the subject matter simple and clear, but sometimes the guests are so weird it's hard to stay lucid. Once in a while, I'll do a celebrity, but it has to be someone who's not afraid to be showy or ostentatious. It's always good if the guest has some outstanding personal trademark or salient characteristic, like the guy with three arms, for example. In the course of picking guests for the show, I can always tell who to choose because I can quickly discern who is the most interesting, shocking, or volatile. No wonder I have the highest-rated show on TV.
At this point, we've covered all the words in Now You See It, Now You Don't. We'll combine the two groups and review. Remember to fill in the definition in the pause that follows each word. Okay, let's go.
Abstract. Theoretical, not concrete. An idea that can't be proven is abstract.
Salient. Salient means jutting out or conspicuous. Marie's second and third heads were definitely her most salient characteristics. Candor. Candor is honesty, truthfulness. I feel the only person I can speak to with candor is my psychotherapist.
Ambiguity. Ambiguity is lack of clarity or something that can be interpreted in different ways. Martin's feelings about violence are ambiguous. He says he hates it, but he loves working in the slaughterhouse. Cryptic. Mystifying or mysterious is the meaning of cryptic. For centuries, the markings on the walls of the pyramids were just cryptic drawings to us. Now, however, we can read them.
Discern. To discern is to have insight, to see things clearly, to differentiate. Little Abe can only now discern the difference between a cat and a dog. Too bad he'll never have the chance to pet either one.
Abstruse. Something abstruse is difficult to understand. Rocket science for most people is very abstruse.
Blatant. Blatant means unpleasantly loud or obvious. Roberto hates blatant displays of affection on the street. It makes him feel sad and uncomfortable at the same time.
Recondite. Recondite means hard to understand in a particularly scholarly way. Ancient Greek is recondite.
Flagrant. If something is flagrant, it's glaringly bad, scandalous. Nixon's abuses of the power of the White House were flagrant enough to have him impeached. Ostentatious. Ostentatious means excessively conspicuous or showing off. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous makes a killing off of showing us how ostentatious the rich can be.
Bemused. Bemused is confused or bewildered. People who fall in love for the first time often describe feeling a bit bemused by it all. Dubious. Dubious is full of doubt. When Lucy showed him the two holes in her neck, Jonathan was dubious about what they were and how they got there.
Delineate. To delineate is to accurately describe or draw in outline. The director carefully delineated the plan for the stunt before lighting the stuntman on fire.
Conjecture. A conjecture is a guess made with little evidence. Whether there is life on other planets is a matter of pure conjecture.
Manifest. When something is manifest, it is visible or evident. Kevin's love for football was manifest in his heavily beating heart and fast-paced breathing when he watched the game. Lucid. Lucid means clear, easy to understand. I prefer my teachers to be lucid, otherwise I usually don't get it.
There. Now we're done with Now You See It, Now You Don't. Don't forget to review all the spelling.